Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
There is a direct chain of command from Almighty God. One of the revelations for believers is to understand this chain of command. It is to us as believers. Scripture says in Mark chapter 16 that signs and wonders will follow them that believe. Signs, wonders, and miracles follow the Word of God. And as we believe the Word and we do the Word, this chain of authority that comes from the Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit, this is how it works. Understanding by revelation the chain of command. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." We are living in that day. What an awesome day it is to live in. And one of the main emphasis in my ministry is deliverance. I've been in the deliverance ministry for about 50 years. Jesus first assigned the deliverance ministry to the 12. It says, "Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Then he gave it to the 70. He said, 'Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.'" Luke 10, that's verse 1 and verse 17 through 19. "Then he gave it to them that believe." That is the chain of command. And today I want us to understand we have a chain of command of authority and power. Scripture says in Mark 16, 17, and 18, They shall tread upon serpents. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Understanding this chain of command is so vital. We must understand by revelation, not just by doctrine or theology, that we can tread upon serpents, that's demons, and demonic entities. It is important that we understand the five releases that we do in order for deliverance to take place. The first release is the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus. That is the first release when we're dealing with the demonic. Number two, the living Word of God. We have the Word of God. It is written. When we're dealing with a demonic entity, you use "it is written." The Word of God says, "I have power and authority. I have been given power. I have been given authority, and you will obey my command." Number three, the name of Jesus. Listen, when we are dealing with a demonic entity, the name of Jesus is what we release. Not just the living Word of God. Not just the blood of Jesus. The fourth one, and I tell you, this is so amazing to me, is the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus commanded 500 people to go to the upper room in Jerusalem. Only 120 and a few more went. But those 120, it was important that they receive the promise of the Father, the power of the Holy Ghost from on high, to be witnesses, to deal with the demonic, to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, to move in the supernatural power of God. Moving in the power of the Holy Ghost, learning to depend on the Spirit of the living God inside of us. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is so important because it is power upon us for ministry. Whenever we're dealing with a demonic entity, you are releasing the blood of Jesus, the living Word of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, and the name of Jesus, because we are the sons of God. When you realize we are the very righteousness of God in Christ, it makes deliverance a must. You rise up as the Son of God and you command that demon or that sickness to leave your body. In Romans 8, verse 16, it says, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." Romans 16, 20, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." We have a direct line of authority from our Heavenly Father to cast out devils, preach His kingdom, and to heal the sick. Jesus is the Word. He was with God, and He is God. He gave it to the 12. He gave it to the 72. Then He gave it to all who believe. Thank you, Jesus, that we have power and authority in the Holy Ghost and the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the living Word of God. There is no ministry that is more miraculous than the deliverance ministry. It is a precious ministry given to the body of Christ. Someone told me the other day, "Well, Betty, you have a deliverance ministry, I hear." And I said, "No, I have a ministry of Jesus Christ." A deliverance ministry is the heart of Jesus Christ. People say, "Well, you have a healing ministry." No, I have a ministry of Jesus Christ. When I first came to realize that I myself needed deliverance, and I began to pursue someone that understood their line of authority, their chain of command from the Father, through the Son, by the Holy Ghost. So when authority was taken over demonic entities, I tell you what, it was so freeing. And I was already saved. I was filled with the Holy Ghost, but due to some doors of trauma and drama that came in my life, abuses that came in my life as a young child, things that came down through my bloodline, I needed deliverance. And when I sought it out and I received the supernatural ministry of deliverance, it was amazing. It was such an instantaneous freedom that came in my life. I will be forever thankful to this ministry called deliverance. You know, sometimes deliverance gets a bad rap in the church because of the abuses and the misunderstandings. You know, Paul said that we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. When we are involved in the ministry of deliverance, you're not glorifying the devil. It is important that we understand the strategies of the enemy. And the more I began to understand this, the more I began to set people free. God began to use me in the deliverance ministry. I was able to pray for my own mother. When a tormenting spirit attacked her, and I was able to set her free and gave her mental sanity. So it's very vital, this ministry of deliverance. Don't avoid it. There are some tremendous teachings out there. There are books on it. Jesus did 7 deliverances in Scripture. He did about 21 miracles in Scripture. So a third of Jesus' ministry was deliverance. And a third of the demons he cast out was in the synagogue. So don't be afraid of deliverance. Don't be afraid to peer into it and study to show yourself a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is very important that we understand that people can be attacked with demonic entities. Demons can come through open doors, or demons can come through intrusion. A thief can just break in your window and come on in your house. And we must bind the strong man, deal with him in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus, by the living word of God, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ. This is going to be the first part of a four-part lessons that I will be doing on deliverance. We are living in the hour where I believe the ministry of deliverance is going to come to the forefront in the body of Christ. First it came to the 12, then the 72, now to all who believe. It is important that we understand these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Mark 16, verse 17. John 14, 12 through 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. I tell you, it is an amazing miracle ministry when we move in deliverance and set the captives free. It is important that we understand this is a viable, current, present-day ministry of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thrilled and excited to be a part of it. I will be dealing with it more in part two. I'll be going over open doors, how to receive deliverance, staying free. It's one thing to get free, but it's another thing to stay free. And when we evict demons, demons do not leave on their own. They must be evicted. And part two, I will be dealing with evicting demons. How do they get in? What are some of the open doors? And how do we get them out? It's not difficult. It is just learning the chain of command from the Father to the Son by the Holy Spirit. This is a ministry we cannot ignore. This is a time that we're living in, the generation, the last church age. I believe we're living in that Laodicean church age, that last prophetic time before Jesus returns. And we have a work to do. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Well, listen, we are going to occupy in the ministry of deliverance. That is the lessons that I'll be teaching for the next four times. Tune in. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.